hopefully we won't be able to mess it up. I'm pretty talented with electronics. Amen. What a pleasure to see certain people out here. Pleasure to see everyone, but it's a real surprise to see the Arizona contingent. I want to talk today about our senses. We have five of them, right? Maybe more, I don't know. But there's five of them that are all on our head. Think about it. Sight, taste, smell, hearing, touch. They don't always serve us that well, though. You know, I'm really thankful that I can see. There's such incredible beauty in this world. But my eyes don't help me see God very well. And think about your ears. You can hear birds chirping, incredible music, the ocean, just fantastic things. And don't get me started on taste. The smell, you know, think of some flowers. I've got angels' trumpets blooming in my backyard right now, and they just blow me away. They smell so good. And touch, if we didn't have the gift of touch, think how isolated we would feel. Isn't it nice to be hugged or kissed? It's incredible. Or to feel the warmth of the sun on you. There are some people that can't feel. What a sad thing. Does somebody have Genesis in their Bible? I don't have it in mine. I cut that whole section right out. No, all I brought was the New Testament. I didn't like what it said, you know. All I have is the New Testament. And turn to Genesis 3:6. Well, let's look at something that happened a long time ago with Adam and Eve. And could somebody project that out loud so that we can all hear it? Okay, Margie.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Thank you. Okay, so there was three things mentioned there. It was pleasing to the eyes. It had a real benefit. It was going to make you wise. And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, it tasted really good. So God said, don't eat of this. And then Satan questioned her about it. And she says, you know, she's evaluating this based on her senses. And she's thinking, this eating this far outweighs what God said. This is good stuff. Right? I wonder if we ever do that. So these senses are gifts from God. They help us navigate this realm, this earthly realm, and they also help us enjoy it. God wants us to enjoy this realm we're in. It's a full-on gift. Kingdom life is different. It's based on grace, with the Holy Spirit revealing God to us instead of us working using our senses to figure him out. But I think the world is pretty much locked into using their senses to figure God out. See, religion works to get close to God. Faith understands that God has already done the work in Christ, and he's come to us, and he's placed us at his side. There's no work to be done. See, the real revelation of Christ is understanding that we're already there. And that happens many times in each of our lives, I'm sure. You know, deeper and deeper levels. You remember the day that you realized that God loved you and you asked him into your life. You remember how you felt? I remember it was on Palm Sunday in 1971. And after I asked him into my heart, I was full of light. Just incredible light. Yes. And I felt like I was floating. Why is today any different? What happened to us? See, our senses tell us that God really doesn't mean what he says, because we're looking for all this stuff to happen. Our senses tell us that he lied. We can't verify the word in our natural experience in many cases. So we're left with faith. We walk by faith, not by sight or our senses. That's 2 Corinthians 5:7. I like Hebrews 11:6. We could look at that. All right? Yeah, Hebrews 11:6. I got Hebrews. Yeah. It's weird they put that one in there. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. But let's look at the King James Version. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. See, he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's pretty cool. So we already know that God is in the now. It doesn't matter what happened 39 years ago to me. What's happening right now? Are we... You know, we've all got a history in the Lord. We learned a lot of different things in the different movements we were in. Well, how many people have like a full tool belt full of all this junk they learned, and we're still trying to employ it to walk with the Lord? Unlatch the tool belt and drop it. Be free. You know, there was a lot of very, very good things that we all learned. But we don't need tools to deal with God. It's a relationship. We don't need to work the Holy Spirit. We can't. Any of us that are doing that, it's just what Brother Fred talked about. We're not dead yet. You know, being dead means that there's no possibility of you doing anything. Give it up. Who's a failure? Who is a failure? Come on, I want to see more hands. All right. True. How can you be born again if you're not dead? You know, being good and doing the right thing is good. But a lot of us are good and we do the right thing because it makes us feel that we've pleased God. Well, nobody can keep all of the law. What were there, 623 laws or something? How many?
683.
863. See, each second we wait, there's more. So just forget about it. It's not going to happen. He's pleased with us already. He's pleased with you. He's pleased with you. You're perfect. He's pleased with me. That's how I know he's an amazing God, that he's pleased with me. Isaiah 49 says that, I don't have that in my Bible either. It says that, it's verse 16, that he's engraved us on his palms. Now, being a goldsmith, I know a little something about engraving. It's a very, very sharp instrument, like a mini chisel, sort of. And you can cut through metals like they're butter with it. I have engraved my hands before, and it was not pleasant. Sometimes it gets out of the metal and gets into your hand that's holding the work. So I'm amazed that God has us engraved on the palms of his hands. What a painful thing. You know, when you're in great pain in an area that you move around a lot, you can't forget about it, can you? He cannot forget about us. He's aware of us all the time. So maybe ratchet down some activity and just be quiet before him and listen. I've got some trouble with my right arm, you know, due to nerve things going on from my occupation. God told me when we were having our quiet time, I had to mention it to him, you know, in case he forgot. Wait a second. And he said, you know, sometimes my right arm is weak. And he says, your right arm has strength beyond belief. I don't think he was talking about the natural realm, though. God loves us so much. That's what he asked me to talk to you about. I got loads of scriptures about all the senses that are mentioned in the Bible, but I don't have half the books, so I can't read them. So, bless you. Lord, impress us with your love. Let us not take it lightly. Help us to be as blown away with your love and your light right now as we were day one. every moment. Help us to be aware of you. Thank you.